The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Morning Answer would like to know what you're thinking on our 24-hour comment line. Call 877-590-5843.
Anybody that would dignify Biden as president can expect anything. I mean, you're dignifying him, giving him that position when that is not what he is. He's not a president. He is no president.
It's The Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us. It is a Tuesday here on The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And lots of news happening today. Certainly, we are keeping an eye on President Trump and Mar-a-Lago, where yesterday the FBI raided his home. We'll have details for you on that in just a few minutes.
The Answer. Breaking news.
But an off-duty officer with the Monterey Park Police Department was shot in broad daylight in a busy parking lot, just steps away from the entrance of an LA Fitness in Downey. This was yesterday, 3:45 p.m., Grant. The Downey Police Department responding to a call outside the gym, which is in a shopping center. It's right along Lakewood Boulevard. And it seems that the investigation still ongoing, resulting in this officer being shot. Investigators say that the officer was shot multiple times while sitting in his car.
Jeez.
Security footage shows at one point the officer's vehicle went backward about 25 feet and slammed into a parked van, possibly as a way to escape the gunfire. The officer has not been publicly identified yet. However, they say that he is just 25 years old, recently joining the force. It's unclear if the suspect knew if the victim was a police officer. A description of the suspect not available yet, and investigators believe that there was actually more than one shooter in this incident. There was a procession held yesterday evening as the officer's body was transported from the crime scene to the L.A. County Coroner's Office.
Wait, was it, he was in a cruiser or no?
No, he was off duty. He was plainclothes.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And just shot point blank like that. You know, you have to wonder, was he targeted for something?
And that's what they were saying. They don't know if it was random or if this was something targeted, if they followed him just sitting in his car outside of the gym.
Can you imagine you're a police officer today and now, you know, we know you're a target with the uniform on and
sure,
a flag on your shoulder and a badge on your chest. We know, you know, you're a target. You know, you got to take the precautions to, you know, make sure you have eyes on all of your surroundings. If you can, you put only places where, you know, you can see in front of you. You back up to a building, right? But to be off duty and now think that maybe someone followed you, maybe someone put a hit on you because of what? Who knows?
Something you did, an arrest you made. 855-785-8255. So a sad day. And just a young, again, we don't have a lot of information about that officer, but sources are saying that this is someone only 25 years old, new to the force. Also going on today, we talked about this a little bit last hour, but there is a radiologist in Orange County.
A lot of them, actually.
Yeah, actually more than one. And that's it today, guys.
That's
everybody
today.
Have
There's
a great show.
There's a radiologist show.
in Orange County. County. And scene. Thank you. No, but this radiologist's husband hid a nanny cam and caught, or actually he's the radiologist's husband's dermatologist. Okay, get this. What a confusing thing. One's a radiologist, one's a dermatologist. So if this is the headline, radiologist's husband's, so radiologist's husband's, meaning his nanny cam. Okay, so the husband's a radiologist, the wife is a dermatologist. Got it?
Okay.
You follow?
Yeah. House of doctors.
In any case, I'm just worried. They're man and wife. Guy starts to feel sick. He's been kind of sick for a month. He suspects that his wife is poisoning him. So he sets up a nanny cam, unbeknownst to her, in the house and sees her spiking his lemonade with Drano.
I don't mean to laugh, but boy, I'm going to tell you something. You must not like your husband if you're going to pour Drano in his lemonade. And who drinks that lemonade and thinks that this lemonade tastes good? I'm going to finish the glass.
And isn't Drano? Well, I guess Drano's clear, but isn't it? I don't know.
It's like, got to taste horrible.
Oh,
come on.
Drano? And also, don't you think you'd feel it burning your insides? I mean, it eats up hair clogs in your pipes.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
So he's not feeling so good. The stomach's feeling a little weird. And he thinks maybe this wife of mine, the dermatologist, she's not so happy with me. They live in a nice house, a $2.7 million California mansion, which is basically just a two-bedroom shack in Irvine. But, you know, today's right. In Joe Biden's America.
In Joe Biden's America, $2.7 million is just your house next door.
That's right.
Right.
She was arrested because he's got camera footage of her spiking his lemonade with Drano. She's arrested. They release her on a $30,000 bond. How about that?
See, here's what you got to do, ladies. You pour the Drano into the lemonade bottle in the garage when you're emptying the groceries. So it's already in the lemonade. So when the nanny cam captures you, it just looks like you're pouring lemonade into the glass.
I guess she did it multiple times. He has many instances in this video footage of her. She goes by Emily. Emily Yu. She's 45 years old, putting Drano into her husband's hot lemonade.
What's the best murder weapon out there?
Drano, apparently.
Drano. Well, not if there's a nanny cam. I guess none of them really work if there's a nanny cam and you're caught on it. Someone told me once an icicle.
An ice? Oh, like, but not in California. They're going to be like, where'd you get an icicle?
Well, I don't know if you can build them or grow them in your freezer.
And then stab somebody with it? Like,
yeah,
what
you stab somebody with the icicle. You stab them with the icicle.
Okay? I guess, yeah.
And then listen, the murder weapon melts.
And it's gone.
And there's no fingerprints.
No fingerprints. Okay, so the icicle might be good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this woman should have looked into it. Apparently, she's got a temper. I guess the man said that when she gets angry and frustrated, she yells at the children, mm-hmm. which obviously they're going to need therapy. Good thing they've got that $2.7 million house.
Right.
And she uses a Chinese phrase that translates to go die.
Oh, gosh. Is she Chinese, this one? This dermatologist?
Yes.
Oh,
she also is. Says to the children, your head has a problem. Your head is sick. Go blank yourself, you blanking idiot, stupid blank hole, and get the blank out of my way.
Well, wait a second. Who doesn't say that to their kids?
Me.
You don't? Well, you don't have any kids.
That's why I don't say it.
I say that to Wyatt all the time. Wyatt, you stupid. Get the blank out of here. You
I
want to
know if you're going to her as you're like for dermatology. Are you worried? Like, do you just not want to look at her the right? I mean, I would be a little upset. I don't know.
Dermatologist.
Don't complain about your service. That's
She's
for sure.
She's putting Drano in the Botox vials.
Look, if you can yell you're a blanking idiot at your kids and give your husband Drano and his hot lemonade, I'm thinking if you're just an average patient, watch out.
You ask Wyatt what I tell him all the time. I tell him, buddy, there are such thing as stupid questions. Don't ask stupid questions, okay?
Wow. This lady apparently beat her 3-year-old for wetting the bed and also hit her son on his head and arms standard, when he was 2.
All standard procedure in the Stinchfield household.
Oh my gosh. It goes on.
I'm teasing,
listen
I'm
to
teasing.
This. When the kids fell asleep without permission, even if it was after 11 o'clock at night, she would wake them up, demand they go to her room, shut the door, and make them cry.
Oh, boy. And what parent hasn't done that? Mm-hmm. This is all from a woman who has no children, apparently.
Look, I'm sorry. You may go after me, but you don't beat a 3-year-old for wetting the bed. I know that much. 855-785-8255.
I know we're up on a break, but I have never really spanked Wyatt, my son. He's 13 now. Now he's bigger than me. I don't want to tussle with him. But
you just break his fingers
when you're
playing
basketball.
One day
I got so mad at him, I punched him in his... in his arm, you know, the upper arm where you get
that
a noogie,
yeah,
you know,
that
and I
hurts.
Punched him there. Oh, he looked like he was mortified. To this day, he still talks about it.
Wow.
To this day.
Should've
but,
punched.
You know.
All right. It's not just the FBI scandal we're following today. Paul Pelosi, not the dad, the son in trouble. The son of Nancy Pelosi. We'll tell you why as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
The Morning Answer is Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
I heard that Apple was going to sue Disney because they didn't want to be associated with Captain Hook.
What is with that?
Because of the eye patch. You know, the eye patch?
The original Apple device was the
They didn't
eye
want
patch.
Their products associated with pirates, the eye patch.
Very good.
This is The Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield, broadcasting from Florida, by the way, Jen, not far from Mar-a-Lago. Where it is storming here appropriately because the country is under storm.
We are under storm watch right now. And is it possible, Grant, that you could get wired for sound and go over to Mar-a-Lago and just plant yourself on the front lawn and talk to President Trump supporters? Because a bunch of them have gathered in front of Mar-a-Lago to show support for the former president who was raided by the FBI yesterday.
No.
The answer is yes, it is possible, but no, you don't want to.
The answer is no.
Why?
I will not take part in the destruction of the United States of America.
But what do you mean?
I don't know. I just don't feel like going up there.
Why'd you say you could, but you don't want to?
Okay. All right. I could, but I don't want to. No, I have very important business down here. I've got a big speech to prepare for a large group
of Trump
supporters.
That takes, what, 5 minutes?
Then what are you going to do? My speech preparation, which amounts to Tito's on the rocks right before the speech.
That's right. Perfect. We're prepared. Yeah. Okay.
No, I don't have a car. Right. Otherwise, I'd go up there. I'd go up there in a heartbeat, but I don't have a car.
Ah, I see. They don't have Ubers in the state of Florida, I'm sure.
No,
Okay, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she's getting some attention. She's reacted to the FBI raid of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. She says, this one, she does not have any insider information, but expects that authorities must have had justification for the raid. The FBI executed a search warrant, as you know, yesterday on President Trump's house, looking for documents that they say he took from his office that belonged to the National Archives. This is what she said. Quote, all I know about this is what is in the public domain. I was surprised that it flashed on my phone last evening, so I don't really have too much to say, except that to have a visit like that, you need a warrant. To have a warrant, you need justification, and that says no one is above the law, not even the president or a former president of the United States. And then she laughed.
You notice...
That was on Morning Joe this morning.
You notice how she had to get in, too. I've had no knowledge of this.
Right.
Because she wanted to make it clear that they weren't all plotting and conspiring against President Trump, which, you know, I do believe there was a lot of winking nods going on here. And I think everybody was probably aware something like this was going to come down. And then she has the gall to say she trusts the federal government and the FBI. This FBI has been absolutely devious. It has been so far out of bounds. I'm with many of the lawmakers that are calling for the disbanding of the FBI. Now, you need a Federal Bureau of Investigation. Maybe we don't need to call it that. Maybe we call it something else. It
needs to be rebuilt.
But it needs to be rebuilt. It absolutely does. And I think literally everybody in it needs to go, and it needs to be started over.
Yep, from scratch, because it is just too far gone. 855-785-8255. You can chime in on that. Now,
do you know what's frightening?
What's that?
Is that as I sit here before you and talk about disbanding
the
FBI. A broken man.
Yes.
No, a very strong man, a very manly man.
Sure.
As I sit here before you, thinking about this and talking about the disbanding of the FBI, talking about rogue agents inside the FBI, you know, there's a part of me that becomes fearful. God forbid they targeted me.
I know. And it's possible. It's not. Believe me, they go after President Trump. This is a message to all of us. But you know what? The country matters more to me than that. And I hope it does to all of you, too. We have got to save this country. It is on the wrong path.
Prison if they arrest you.
Can you bake me a cake with like a file inside?
Yes, I would. That was one of the first things I would do.
And then you could bring your guitar and play while I try to file out. You know, and then we'll just escape, kind of like they did in I Love Lucy in Tennessee.
And then what I do is I bring Bitto Honeys. You remember the candy Bitto Honey?
Yeah.
I bring that for all
the guards.
Isn't
he running for governor of Texas?
That's Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Very funny. I bring the Bitto Honeys for all the guards. I let them chew on it, and then it takes so long to eat, they fall asleep, and that's when I sneak you out.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Didn't you ever see the old commercial when there was the guy on the firing squad, which they'd never do that, and they said one last request, and he decides to eat the Bitto Honey, but it lasts so long, the people in the firing squad fall asleep, and then he sneaks away.
Oh, that's pretty good. All right, so we have a plan, a cake with a file and some Bitto Honeys.
Right, and some Bitto Honeys. Yeah.
We'll either escape from prison or get diabetes, so that'll be good. Sugar diabetes, as they used to say in the South.
I don't think one Bitto Honey is going to kill you.
Well, the cake, maybe, the cake.
Oh,
you never know.
Too. Yeah. I make a mean coconut cream.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
You bake?
Well, I mean, I buy it from Albertsons. But
I make a mean coconut cream if you buy it from Albertsons Steakhouse in Dallas.
Well, I mean, I make it appear on the table.
Right. Perfect. All right. So let me give you a little of this scoop. So we talked about Nancy Pelosi. Oh, so surprised that President Trump was raided. I had no idea. Mm-mm, none. Well, wonder if she knew that her son went along with her to Asia, because the Gateway Pundit had pictures that were now picked up and verified by other news organizations that show Paul Pelosi Jr., who's the baby of Nancy Pelosi, on the trip with her to Taiwan and other Asian countries. Now, why would he want to go on this trip? Well, can you guess, Grant, any ideas why Nancy Pelosi's son might want to go to Asia with Nancy Pelosi?
I know.
Let's think deep here.
To meet Hunter. Okay.
Well, you're close. To enrich his family. He's using Hunter as an inspiration, apparently.
I thought maybe the sons were going to meet. They were going to meet up in Beijing.
I don't know if they met up in Beijing. I think that's where the fake news goes. But we can tell you that Paul Pelosi on this trip went to go meet with some chip providers while she was in Taiwan and other parts of Asia.
With the son?
With the son! These people think they can take their kids along and enrich them. Meanwhile, they're pointing at the Trump kids for actually operating a family business that existed before the political career of President Trump.
Yeah, a successful family business that operates above the law. As opposed to, there's no actual business with the Bidens. Do you understand? Joe Biden doesn't actually run a business.
They created a business based on his political power.
That's right. That's why they call him the big guy, Chairman.
We call him Chairman Biden, is what we call him here on the program. 855-785-8255. As we continue, Seb Gorka will be here checking in with us about whether or not our country is literally at war. Was this a declaration of war from the Democrats? Dr. G will be here as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
More ladylike than Cinderella. More manly than Sasquatch. Back to Grant Stinchfield and Jennifer Horn on The Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us Tuesday here on The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
Joining us right now, our Morning Answer expert, our friend and the host of America First, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, is here. You can check him out on all the platforms at Seb Gorka and get great merchandise at SebGorkaStore.com. And Dr. G, we got to get right to it because what a day yesterday. You came out and said we are at war. I would agree with you. You want to explain why you think that?
Well, it's very simple. If they can do what they did to the former president of the United States, who garnered more votes than any other incumbent president in American history, they can do it to you. The FBI is now literally the political police arm of the Biden administration, and the Democrats declared war on 74 million Americans. It's that simple, Jen.
Dr. G, it's really a sad day for me, not just them going after President Trump. You know, I expect it. I know it's never going to end. Really, he's going to win again. They'll continue to try to go after him. But I really think this is a sad day, a maddening day in many respects for the nation. I've never been more ashamed at who's running our country than I am today.
No, it is absolutely tragic. It's especially tragic for somebody like me. Not only did I choose this nation, not only am I a legal immigrant to America, if I worked in the White House, Katie and I, we had the only external contract to provide counterterrorism training to the CTD, to the counterterrorism division of the FBI. I have trained literally. I have their names. I have their emails. I've trained thousands of special agents, intelligence analysts, and support staff in the Bureau. And the idea that this agency that once was looked up to, whose initials, when you're at the academy teaching, they have an FBI clerk and they've replaced Federal Bureau of Investigations with the word fidelity, bravery, and integrity. And now, the disgrace. And I was DM'd by somebody who works for the FBI. I don't know, she's a typist or something, a support staff. And she said, well, I've got to pay the rent. And I said, no, you are complicit. If you are in that agency right now and you don't walk out today, you are complicit with traitors. That is the enormity of the situation.
Yeah. And as much as we support law enforcement on the show, Dan Bongino said the same thing this morning or yesterday. I don't know. It's all blending together now with this big story. But he said, you know, I had to leave my post because I saw something that wasn't okay with me. And I think in the past, a lot of us have said, well, it's the highest levels of the FBI that are corrupt. But you know what? It's the people. It's the men and women of the FBI who are carrying out these raids. And while we appreciate the service of the good men and women, how can you stand by and watch this? I mean, there is no equal playing field. This is unprecedented. They're going into someone's home for a box of newspaper articles. The people from January 6th, I mean, hundreds of people, people that I know, had their house tossed for being at the rally with Donald Trump, not even at the Capitol. And the FBI took out a Trump-Pence 2020 bumper sticker. I mean, Look, give me a break. Where are we right now?
Seb, let me just say this and then toss it to you. You can, when you work for an agency, when you work for a company, you can say no. Now, it may lead to your demise. Look, at Newsmax, they wanted me desperately to attack Tucker Carlson on a nightly basis. And I told them no, I would not do that. I didn't feel right about it. They wanted me to support Ukraine 100%. I told them no, I would not do that. Ultimately, that probably led to my demise there. So you know what? You go do something else. These FBI agents, their job is far more serious than a TV host. That's for damn sure. And this is about justice in America.
So Hannity for, I don't know, like 5 years now has been using this. Oh, it's not the rank and file. We love the rank and file. Yeah. Bollocks, garbage, rubbish. It was the rank and file who were told not only to arrest Peter Navarro in public at Reagan Airport for not wanting to appear before
a misdemeanor
committee, but were told to put him in leg irons. If you're an American, you say to the ASAC, you say to the senior special agent, sir, here is my badge, here is my gun. I am not the Stasi. I don't do that. I don't do political persecution. Instead, what happened? He was put in leg shackles for a misdemeanor. When it comes to the allegations against President Trump, can I just please educate everybody listening right now, somebody who had a clearance and who still has a top secret clearance, everything that is classified in America, everything from the nuclear codes to the phone book for the National Security Council is classified for one person and one person alone, the President of the United States. In fact, he can give a clearance to his pet dog if he wants to, and he can strip the highest ranking general of a clearance with a click of his finger. The idea that a president, a former president, can mishandle classified information is on its face asinine. The raid is a sham from the get-go.
Yeah, this is what I've been talking about all morning long, is that just by its very nature, anything that would come with the president is declassified by the president. So they can't even say that he was mishandling classified information, which is some of the stuff that's been coming out, because he's the one who could declassify that information when he took it with him. And by the way, for those who think that Joe Biden didn't have anything to do with this, he decides now what is classified and what is not. So obviously he did play a part in this, because they had to be acting under his guidance, Seb. If he's saying this is a problem, the president has classified information, well, now he's in charge of determining what is classified and what's not. I don't give Joe Biden a pass for 1 second in this.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I mean, are people smoking crack? The idea that the White House, are we going to believe the White House saying, oh, we didn't know about the federal law enforcement raid on a president's residence who left the White House less than 2 years ago? That's how stupid they think the American people are.
All right, so, Seb, let me play devil's advocate, the two of you, for just 1 second. So, one, I don't even believe this is about classified information. This is about spitting on the sidewalk. They said these records are supposed to be preserved. I don't even know if they had to be classified records. They could have been a note from Benjamin Netanyahu, for all I know. It's spitting on the sidewalk. And then the idea about Joe Biden knowing. Now, he very well may have it, very well be a wink and a nod situation, but you know you've worked in the White House. If they were dumb enough to actually go to Joe Biden and get his approval on this, and that could be proven somehow, he would be hung out to dry. Unless the ultimate goal is with this raid, and maybe Merrick Garland's working with Barack Obama, that this just adds into the oust Biden mentality that I believe is underway inside the Democrat Party, to lay this at his feet, knowing there'd be outrage, and it's just another little cog they can use to get him to leave the White House.
Yeah, I mean, no, let's be realistic. There's no signed piece of paper from Sleepy Joe saying, raid his house tomorrow. There's a wink and a nod. It's like, you know, when Thomas à Becket was murdered by those knights, the king says, who will rid me of this meddlesome monk? I mean, it's just, it's innuendo, it's wink, wink, it's the lackeys, but of course they knew. But, you know, your broader point is well taken. They are starting to consider throwing him under the bus. When Brian Stelter, the most clownish eunuch of a figure on the lying mainstream media, he's the one who says, oh, the Hunter Biden thing isn't a right-wing conspiracy, then you know they're getting ready to ditch the guy. Ditch the guy who has the lowest popularity ratings for any president in less than 2 years into his first term.
No choice. Yeah. Speaking of approval ratings, President Trump's approval rating pretty good at CPAC, pretty good when you stack him up against Joe Biden. And he released a video on True Social that seemed pretty apocalyptic, but it also looked like a campaign video. Now, I think Grant and I don't know where you fell on this, thought that the president should wait until after the midterms to announce. But today, I feel like today is the day he should announce. Do you feel like we might hear something from the president today, Seb?
Jim Hansen, my good buddy, former Green Beret, texted me his tweet last night saying, you know, President Trump, you've got to announce tomorrow, meaning today. And I immediately retweeted and I said, epic, I love it. So, yeah, he is unstoppable. My producer, Jeff, I asked him before I did a little video for social media yesterday, what's the biggest takeaway from last night? And Jeff, he's got the best political instincts out there. He nailed it. He said, they've failed. And yeah, that's absolutely right. If you think about Russia collusion, two failed impeachments, January 6th committee, the New York prosecutors, this is desperation. And the fact they try to cover it in a fig leaf, oh, it wasn't the FBI, it was the National Security Archive police. I mean, that's how cowardly these people are. It means they failed. And I think he takes control right now. He takes control of the narrative, and he should declare today.
I agree.
100%. Yeah, I think the smartest thing he did was release the statement before the media could release the fact that Mar-a-Lago was raided. He was in ahead of the messaging, and that's important. All right, Dr. G, thanks so much for being with us. Check out America First. More coverage of this raid, I'm sure, later today, 12 noon, AM 870, 8 p.m., AM 590, The Answer. Check out SebGorkaStore.com as well. And there he goes. As we continue, Olivia Newton-John passed away, leaving behind a lifetime of memories. We'll pay tribute to the pop and acting icon as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
I want everybody to go home.
We don't got no home. Okay. That's why we're here.
It's The Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us Tuesday here on The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And this is the voice of Olivia Newton-John with one of her big hits. It was when she kind of lost the good girl image and went and gave us the hit Physical. Of course, Olivia Newton-John, a superstar in the pop world. She's a great actress and really just seemed to be an all-around great person. I've seen all kinds of people come out and talk about the happy positivity of Olivia Newton-John, who lost her battle with cancer yesterday at the age of 73. She was first diagnosed with breast cancer, Grant, back in the 90s and became kind of an advocate for women getting early detection and using alternative forms of medicine, plant-based medicine and such, to try to combat cancer. She went into remission a couple of times and then ended up getting spine cancer a few years ago, and that's what ultimately took her life.
So here's what's so amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to see Grease, I went with my father.
Okay. 78, right?
Third grade, 78. So I guess it was. I was in third grade, so that's about right. I would have been 8 or 9 years old, right? In third grade, eight years old.
Yep.
I was embarrassed during Grease because it was the first time I had ever seen that kind of, you know, sexuality on the big screen.
The tension.
There with your father, right? And you know, now we look back at Grease, it wasn't even that bad. But I remember being embarrassed. I remember thinking, man, that woman is a smoke show. And bad Sandy, wow.
That's what I asked Grant. I'm like, okay, good Sandy or bad Sandy? And
bad
you said
Sandy.
Both Sandys, actually.
Well, yeah, both Sandys. Either one would be great. But those black tight pants that she was wearing.
Oh, yeah, the pleather Sandy leggings. Yep.
Hoo-wee.
Doggy.
I'll tell you right now.
That was a great movie. I think it's a, I don't know, I was not born quite yet, I think. Well, I was born in 78, so I was born when you were going to the movies. I saw it, of course, in repeats, and it was always on cable television. And I would watch that thing over and over and over again. Oh, loved it.
If I was eight, she's 20 years older than me. She had to be at least 28 in that movie. They were playing high school kids.
That's what happens. Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
She didn't act like no 18-year-old
kid
in that movie. I'll tell you what right now.
Well,
John.
I think, you know, she had Xanadu, which I don't think I've ever really seen. But this is a bit of Grease, she and John Travolta.
Sandy! Teddy? What are you doing here? I thought you were going back to Australia.
We had a change of plan.
I keep...
Well, that's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
Danny?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me, baby? What's the matter with you?
Yeah. What happened to the Danny Zuko I met at the beach?
Well, I do not know. I mean, maybe, maybe there's two of us, right? Why don't you take out a missing persons ad or try the yellow pages? I don't know.
John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John having a close friendship still today.
I mean, that's so high school, though. He's trying to act cool in front of his buddies.
But he loves her.
Oh, but he loves her. See, now, if I knew what I know now back in high school, man, oh, man, I would have killed it with the ladies back then.
Yeah.
Killed it. See, what he should have done there is done the exact opposite. Said, screw the friends.
I got this beautiful girl here.
I'm going to cozy up next to this beautiful woman from Australia.
Yep. And by the way, she was born in England, raised in Australia, was on television from the time she was like 5 or 6 years old. She said she always sang because that was the only thing she knew how to do. And she won some Grammys before she got cast in Grease. She was in the country music sphere and then came out, of course, to Grease. That was her breakout hit and pop songs. I had forgotten she had a Vegas residency just like 5 years ago.
She was a doctor?
What? Not a resident. No. You know when they perform long term. She was at the Flamingo doing Olivia Newton-John at the Flamingo for like 4 or 5 years. Who knew? I would have loved to have seen it.
Not Vegas General.
No, not at the hospital. All right.
Would you do me a favor? There's a song that I know she sings that I've actually heard you sing before. Will you play this?
And I want you to join me. Why would you want to laugh at me?
No, you're a very good singer. I want everyone out there to know this is not a joke.
I surprised Grant.
I know that I tease Jen all the time, but she is actually a very good singer. So play this.
I'm not, but now it's like too much. The pressure's on.
You can do it.
Will you sing with me?
Do it.
Everybody sing.
Sandy.
Tell me about it, Stud.
Ready?
I got chills. They're multiplying. And I'm losing control. All the power you're supplying. It's electrifying.
All right, take it, Sandy.
See, she's good.
Take it, Sandy.
She's
That's
good.
You.
You're good at it.
Thank you. We'll let her go.
Keep going.
No. She passed away.
She
let
needs
her
a man.
Come on.
The heart's set on you. Come on. Understand it, Jen.
I only played a little bit.
It must be true.
Come on. Give it to me. You know what's funny about this? The world could be falling apart. We're all getting raided by the FBI. The IRS is being weaponized. But when you put on that Grease soundtrack, man, everything is all right.
We could literally do a whole show of that.
That was pretty good, right?
Maybe you don't have to twist my arm. I'll join in.
Radioke? Should we do radio karaoke?
Radioke. I mean,
it's my dream. It'll be our last day on the air here, but you know.
You think the ratings are just through the roof now?
Just wait till we start singing every day.
So right now in the car, are people laughing at us?
Or are they switching? Are you there, anybody?
For us, or did they turn the channel? That's what I'd like to know.
I don't know. But Olivia Newton-John will be missed. She really just seemed like a nice person. She seemed like she had that really great, warm energy.
Let me tell you something. Mm. She was real nice.
She was pretty. She was beautiful.
Oh, she was pretty.
Yeah.
Warm energy.
Well, that...
Warm.
And, you know, cancer,
hot
it
energy.
Just stinks.
Hot. Like on fire.
Do you have any empathy? This poor woman battled cancer her whole life.
She'd be so happy I'm talking
about
her.
I know, that's true.
Like this.
And by the way,
Come
hot
on.
Until the end. That's for sure. So
of
Olivia
course.
Newton-John passing away at 73. her husband making the announcement on social media. John Easterling is his name on Facebook, saying they are asking for prayers and privacy. And finally today, you know, I was taken with that Gabby Petito story. Remember the girl who went missing, and then it turned out that Brian Laundrie, her boyfriend, committed or confessed in a note to killing her. Yeah. Well, now the family of Gabby Petito has filed a wrongful death lawsuit on Monday, not against Brian Laundrie's family or his estate, but the Moab City Police Department, because they said that the police department should have known that there was abuse going on Petito and Laundrie when they pulled him over in August of 2021.
Let's talk about that tomorrow. I got a lot of thoughts on that.
Got thoughts on that?
Yeah,
$50 million in damages. We'll continue to follow that story. In the meantime, thanks for joining us today. Make it a great Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.